share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. At this point, perhaps only the government is aware of all the SOPs? After the government announced that 6 districts in Selangor will be put under MCO, it didn't take long for them to announce that Kuala Lumpur will also be put under MCO starting the 7th of May 2021. Despite both areas being under MCO, the SOPs, however, are not the same. While Ramadan bazaars in Selangor have been cancelled, after the defense minister first saying it will go on as per usual, these Ramadan bazaars in Kuala Lumpur have been confirmed to operate starting tomorrow, the 7th of May, reported Berita Harian. The Ramadan bazaars will be allowed to operate from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. while Eid al-Fitri bazaars are allowed to operate from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. under strict SOPs. Unsurprisingly, Malaysians are confused and enraged over the quick turnover in decisions and also the inconsistency of SOPs in various states. What MCO is this? The SOPs are everywhere. So far, the only thing that's not allowed is to dine in Balik Kampung? You're saving the vendors but risking thousands of visitors. What SOP is this? Another Twitter user pointed out that there's no guarantee that by reopening these places, a new cluster won't be formed. Is the reopening necessary? Let us know in the comments section. Also read. Can I go to the gym? Here are all the SOPs you need to know about Selangor's MCO 3.0. Source. The Straits Times. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.